This is that story show where we put your hilarious real life stories into the spotlight.
Clean comedy for ages 13 and up.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy corporate card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kendelson.
And I'm John Steinklauber, and that's great. James, guess what?
What?
The Lego store in my area has been closed for a while, but tomorrow it's opening back up.
Awesome.
And I'm so excited. But I'm not going to go.
Why?
Because people are going to be lined up for blocks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's you like actually, that one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I would actually still go if this was true.
We have a Lego store.
Do you?
Yeah.
We have a third party Lego store. I'll call it that.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean they're legit. They have great prices, but they don't like to have always brand new stuff like
right.
They get directly from Lego. Not right. Like the ones in Atlanta. We have a
Do they buy and trade
yes.
used
yes.
sets and stuff? That's cool.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes.
We have one of those too.
And it's great, right? Because like
yeah.
they'll give you
store credit,
give you store value. Like if you trade it in for store value, you get like twice as much.
Right.
So that's what I do.
Yeah, I had a guy I was selling an X-Wing fighter, and he wanted to buy it for $175, and I said no. And he said, "I'm just going to trade it in for value, you know, for store credit." And I'm like, "Just go give him $175 then."
Yeah.
But now I get what you're saying. He would get probably double
yeah.
credit. Okay.
Yeah. Like if you take cash for it, you get one value. But if you take store credit, they give you like twice the cash value, which is awesome.
That's crazy. How do they make money doing that?
I do not. They must sell it for extra or something.
I think they take the money and say, okay, you know, or they take the item, they give the credit, and then they kill the person.
Oh,
so they can never use the credit, or they kill their children that they were going to buy the stuff for. So now there's no reason for them to buy or use the credit. I know they're both very dark options.
Yeah. Pretty dark,
but that's why I don't trust third party Lego. I didn't make that up. I mean, that's actually possible.
I haven't died yet, so.
It's true, but have you checked on your children today?
I haven't.
Okay. All right.
I haven't. I'll do that in a few minutes.
Hey, real quick, Donovan Atkinson will be joining me next week. You can mm-hmm. check him out online. His podcast is called Call Me Donovan. And I think he's been on the show before. He's a good friend. He's a guy from Georgia. And he's got a thick Georgian accent. And I kind of wanted to practice because typically when I'm around a Georgian accent, I get a Georgian accent. So I didn't know if you could help me.
What? So is he South Georgia?
Yeah, he's Tifton.
Tifton. All right, Tifton. I think I can do Tifton.
All right.
How's that?
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay.
I think it's going to draw it out of me. So
I'll just keep using this voice.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
I've been doing great, man.
Yeah.
See, it's already out. It's out.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. So get ready for that next week. All right. We can go back normal now. We always start with an opening story. This is middle school drama.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
It's called Vehicle Varmint, and it's from Ella from Vermont. Hi, James and John. I hope you enjoy my story. A few days ago, me, my mom, and one of my friends were riding home in our car after a bike ride. The ride was going smoothly, but about halfway through the ride, I heard my mom scream. My mom doesn't scream often, so it has to be something bad. She quickly explained that there was a mouse in the cup holder in the front seat. I think the word explained is the wrong word to use there. She exclaimed. you don't explain. Well, see, the reason I screamed, kids, is because there happens to be a tiny gray mouse up here in the holder for cups. And
she's very calm, I'm sure.
Startled me. I hope everybody's okay and not scarred for life. Anyway, she quickly explained that there was a mouse in the cup holder. There was a mouse running in our car. Both me and my friend stood on our seats, which is quite hard when you have a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
We were almost home, so we just stood strapped down in fear, knowing that there was nothing we could do and not knowing where that mouse was. When we finally got home, I rushed out of the car and turned around and saw the mouse jump out and run away. Me and my mom have a habit of slapping the seats and yelling before we get in the car now because we have no idea at all how that mouse got in. I love your podcast, and I hope this makes it on the show. Ella from Vermont. It did make it, so.
It did.
Yeah.
But the mouse did not.
The mouse did not. The mouse is free.
Mouse, well, yeah, true.
You know what mouse I've always wondered about?
Free.
Okay.
No.
In scary movies, it's a trope. There's somebody opening a door, going around a corner. It's dark. There's lots of stuff, and the music builds, and then, dump, it's a cat. You know, that jumps out.
Yeah, jump scare.
And you just opened the door to the haunted house and the cat jumped out. Did you just save that cat's life?
Yes.
How did he get trapped in there?
Right.
I don't know.
Because, like, nobody lives in that house.
Right.
It's haunted.
And maybe.
Unless.
Maybe that was
a demon.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's the ghost. Maybe that was it.
And yep, that's you released the ghost.
That's what everybody's been worried about, and you just let it out. I don't know. I don't know.
Except usually once you enter the house, there's worse stuff in there. So
it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I read a scary book one time, and I can't remember what it was called, but the story was it was a haunted house story, right?
Yeah.
And this guy goes to stay in this haunted house to write a book. And his friend comes over and they have conversations and they hunt through the house and they keep seeing this woman and they tear down the walls.
Scary.
They rip up the whole house and she's in the basement. She's, you know, here, she's there. And at the end of it, it turns out that the guy he's been hanging out with and the lady are both ghosts. They are his best friend and his wife, and he had caught them together and he killed them.
Oh.
And then he went to the house and they followed him. And so the house wasn't haunted. He was haunted.
He was haunted. Well, that kind of falls in line with some of the.
When they put him in jail or in the cop car, the bad guys, I mean, the monsters, the ghosts were with him in the cop car.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
All right.
And scary.
Let's do a review brought to you by podgagement.com. Christopher says, I just wanted to drop you a line and say thank you for all that you've done for me with your podcast, as it has been a big relief for my mental health. I work from home a lot, and it can be very isolating and downright a struggle with boredom at times. That story show has been a solution to a long-time problem that I had, and now I do well in my work. Wow.
That's awesome.
After the holiday, I am in the office, and I didn't know anyone else was coming into the office. I didn't know no one else was coming, and that could have been very depressing for me, but that story show is helping me make the most of the time with high spirits. Thanks a bazillion times over for keeping that story show alive and helping folks like me. Christopher. Aww. Wow.
Thanks, Christopher.
I mean, that's what we do it for, to bring joy to your life and to bring a little funny, you know, funny you can feel good about. And I'm glad it's working out.
I like going to work with you.
Yeah. Please leave us an iTunes review if you haven't. It really helps the show. So thank you so much. And now it's time for a news nugget. Powder kegs. 50 years ago, 10-cent beers helped turn a Cleveland baseball game into a bloody riot.
Whoa.
Cleveland, from the Associated Press. 50 years ago, on June 4th, 1974, Cleveland's 10-cent beer night promotion turned into a notorious booze-fueled riot during an Indians baseball game against the Texas Rangers.
This was a professional baseball game.
Initially intended to draw fans to the game, the event spiraled into chaos as tipsy spectators, some naked, stormed the field.
Okay.
That's what 10-cent beers will do to you right there. They meant for them to attract them to the game. They didn't really think about the effects of having so many extra drunk people. You know, anyway, tensions were high due to a prior brawl between the teams. Texas manager Billy Martin exacerbated the situation by dismissing Cleveland fans, prompting local radio host Pete Franklin to call for revenge.
Oh no.
As the game progressed, unruly fans pelted players with hot dogs and bottles.
No.
And overwhelmed security led to free beer from abandoned trucks. So they're just mobbing everybody. The climax came in the ninth inning when a fan attacked Rangers' Jeff Burrows, prompting Martin and his team to grab bats and defend themselves.
Wow.
The Indians then joined in, and the field erupted into a melee. Indians pitcher Tom Hildorf was injured, and the game ended in a forfeit win for Texas despite the chaos. Cleveland held another beer night a month later, and the event is now remembered with a mix of amusement and notoriety. So 50 years ago.
That was before, the year before I was born. So I would like to think that maybe I brought some into the air. I'm just kidding. I can't say that. It's dumb.
10-cent beer night.
10-cent beer night.
How much they charge for a beer at a game, I wonder.
Like, good night. Nowadays?
Yeah.
Probably like $10.
$10.
That's what I'm guessing.
So the equivalent of dollar beer night, let's say, you know?
Beer night.
Now they've tried to turn baseball into more of a family affair. You know, they give away bobbleheads and jerseys and hats and all that stuff. Matter of fact, there was one day that you just had to bring in your local newspaper and you got in for free kind of deal in Kansas City.
Really?
And, yeah.
No. I don't go to games.
I don't go to games either. You know why? Because baseball is the boringest thing in the world.
I think I told this on the show. The last baseball game I went to, I got hit by a ball.
Really?
And wound up on the news, yeah.
Dude.
It was the Braves versus, I can't remember who it was. It was the other team, though.
Yeah.
I think it might have been, I don't know who it was. The other team, they knocked a homer, and I was way out in the outfield, you know, and I was like, oh, the ball is coming towards me. And I was, Johnny and James were both there, and I was like, this is going to hit us. And right. So I stood up and I thought, I'm going to catch this ball. And before I knew it, that ball had bounced off of me.
Oh.
And I had on my left shoulder, I had like the stitch marks from the baseball.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
No, what's worse is the jerk behind me got the ball and didn't give it to me.
Oh, what a loser.
He's like, oh, I'm so awesome. I caught the ball. No, you caught the ball that bounced
ricocheted off your body. Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like I should have been entitled to that ball. Like, if any decent human being were behind me. And they're like, oh, man, that hit that poor dude. He deserves that so he can give it to his kid.
Right.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I just feel like baseball players have gotten too good at the game. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, nobody can get to first base unless it's a walk or unless they hit it way, way, way out. It's like, I don't know what the rules should be, but there should be like less players on the field. First of all, second base should just be unguarded. You should just be able to run to second base. I think there should be bigger bats, like fat bats, like, and the ball should be plastic and have holes in it. And
yeah. Okay.
And yeah, maybe a whiffle kind of
like a little sound that happens. You don't need gloves either. You can just be out there. Yeah. And just catch that ball.
I don't know what the answer is, but basketball has been able to maintain, hockey is still just as challenging as ever. Football hasn't, but baseball needs something added or subtracted to make it better. I mean, they've got an organist, you know, all this stuff that they're trying to do to make it fun. The ninth inning stretch, you know, or fifth inning or whatever they call it. They play songs, you know, but it's still at its core one of the most boring, useless sports ever. And I'm in St. Louis. I could be killed for what I'm saying because the Cardinals, man.
Ah, it's a cardinal sin.
Cards, dude.
Oh, I see what I did there with that. I did a cardinal sin.
Yeah. This is pretty funny.
You can't hate baseball in St. Louis. No. It's a cardinal sin.
That's good. I'm going to write. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thanks very much.
Let's do some stories.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all a story.
I'll tell you what it is. Here it is. This is the baseball thing. Everybody needs to be a mascot.
No, they should let the mascots play.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody
should be in
a mascot costume. It hurts your vision. It makes you not swing as good, makes you not throw as good, makes you not run as good. And it's more challenging. What do you think?
I think they should wear their own bobblehead. So like they'd be
just big head mode from NBA Jam.
Yes. He's on fire.
Anyway. This is called Skateboard Slide by Roger from West Virginia. Years ago, I was a young teenager and my my little brother, Nate, bought a skateboard at a yard sale. It was summertime and yard sales were everywhere. And my mother was against this purchase as she feared that Nate would leave it out where someone would unknowingly step on it and hurt themselves. My father, after making Nate promise that he would put the skateboard away, said that since Nate was using his own money, he could buy the skateboard.
That's a nice dad.
Yeah. Got threw some responsibility in there like you do, you know, maybe a threat that wasn't posted in the story, you know, by God, son, if you don't keep that thing, I will hit you over the head with it.
I will drive it over with my car.
I will shave your hair off with the grip tape. You know, ooh. I will sand it down.
Nice.
Yeah. So he got the skateboard. Fast forward a couple of weeks and no accidents had happened. We were actually pretty impressed that our little brother had consistently put away his toy as he had promised to, especially since he had a history of leaving his things all over the house and the yard. This is where the story takes a turn. During the summer, our neighbor friend, let's call him Chance. Okay. He was at our house more than he was at his own. And me, Nate, and my other brother and Chance would play outside all day. And our loving mother was always ready with meals and snacks and all for us to eat. Isn't that sweet?
Good mom.
Yeah. Did your mom ever have just snacks and treats and stuff for you to eat when you played outside with your friends? No. I just want to point that out. When I read that, I was just like, this is a different generation we're talking about here. Yeah.
Gen Z, we just went outside and drank from the hose.
Yeah, we didn't even have orange slices at practice, you know? I don't remember anybody bringing anything except for I got a snow cone after the game. You know, that was the only thing.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Oh, man. So one fateful day, our mom asked us if we wanted to have hot dogs for dinner. And we were ecstatic. And we said, of course we do. So she instructed us to sit at the table on the porch and wait for her to bring them out. It's like, my mom would be like, y'all want hot dogs? Yeah! Well,
here you go.
The microwave's in the kitchen.
You didn't even get to cook them over the grill, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I got bread. You could fold it over the hot dog.
Yeah. That's how they did it for Gen X.
So they got to sit and wait, you know, for mom to cook it. Finally, I love that word. That should not be in there. Finally, our mom came out with a tray full of hot dogs and cups of lemonade. Finally, like, you freaking check yourself, dude. Roger, you know, your mom just cooked. Oh, you don't even know. The smell filled the air. Matter of fact, if my mom walked out and actually had cooked and I said, finally, I would wake up in the hospital,
right?
Just, you know, my mom would be over me, be like, oh, look like you just kind of fell out your seat there. That's what we're going to tell
up
the doctor.
A little too early there. So, let me knock you back out.
I say hospital. She wouldn't have taken me to the hospital.
You would have been lucky if you made it to the clinic.
Yeah, I'd be on the couch in the living room or something like that. She came out. The smell filled the air as we all felt even hungrier than before. As mom stepped toward us, excitement growing with every step, we all noticed something strange. It looked like mom had lost her footing, and then suddenly her feet went out from under her. The hot dogs and the lemonade flew in the air and then splattered all over the porch. Mom came down flat on her back. It was silence as we all saw the skateboard just roll right by.
Oh, no.
And then it rolled down the porch steps.
Oh, no.
Eventually, Chance broke the silence and said, I got to go. Chance ran home. And me and the brother were left waiting for something to be said.
Oh, no.
Mom got up, dusted herself off, and told Nate to come inside with her. Oh, crap.
Oh, and bring the skateboard.
We never knew what happened. Nothing was ever said. See, there's another false thing that should never. You should be able to hear what happened outside.
Yep. Oh, man.
And it should probably involve the skateboard. My mom loved to involve whatever it was. Like, yep. Like I got hit in the head with a pie pan. I say pie. a pizza pan one time.
Oh.
Because we were making pizzas and I smarted off and she just whacked right across the head. Yeah.
So, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I got hit in the head. Accidentally, I got hit in the head with some ceramics.
Really? But,
you know, back in the 80s when people would paint their own ceramics.
Yeah, and, my mom was really into that. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a stage where it's really brittle, right?
Right.
It's before that first firing or whatever.
Right.
And my mom had been working on this stupid honey pot like a few times. It was a little bear. It was a honey pot bear and his tongue was the spoon where you could scoop the... And that thing kept breaking, that spoon did.
Oh.
And one Sunday morning, it was sitting on the table. And I looked over and I said, mom's painted it. It's almost done. And I picked that spoon up and it broke.
Oh!
And I didn't tell her that I did it. But I said, oh, mom, that looks good over there. I'm getting so much trouble if she ever hears this. She saw the pot and the tongue was broken on it. She picked it up and she threw it at the wall, but I was in the way and it hit me right in the head. It went boom, smash. I'm sure she felt terrible and she didn't mean to hit me. So don't come after her. But
oh man, at least it wasn't fired. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
Oh.
She eventually did finish it and because like she had to buy the whole thing over again.
Right.
And that tongue kept breaking on that stupid honeypot.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Yeah, my mom got really into that. She bought her own kilns and her own molds and her own slip, which is what they called the clay that you put inside. Yeah.
Yep.
She was like really, really, really into it.
Did she have like her own slip table too? Where
yes.
She would.
Yes. Where to recycle the slip. Awesome. Yeah. And you would drain out the. Yeah,
yep.
She had hundreds of molds.
Dang,
it's just the way her personality was, man. She would just really, really get into things, and then one day she really, really got into dogs, and that was the beginning of the end for me. So, she's all good now. She's good now. Yeah. She's really into crafts. Let's just say that. So, 1,000 pounds.
Dog crafts.
Crafts. Just crafts in general, crafting like Amazon boxes and stuff. Anyway, it flew in the air. I gotta go. I'm trying to get back where we were.
Oh, sorry, Chance.
Chance
ran away.
Chance ran away.
We go inside.
We never knew what happened. Nothing was ever said. And the skateboard mysteriously disappeared the next day. The first thing that I agree with is that the skateboard disappeared.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Mysteriously, though.
Yeah,
mysteriously. I would have made an event out of
it. No, my mom would have burned it with lighter fluid in the backyard. Yeah. She would have made me dig the hole and bury the burned remains in the ground.
Yeah.
And then later I would dig it up and play with the trucks and figure out how to attach it to a 2x4. Because that's what you did, you know?
That's right.
Right. Remember when we buried that freaking skateboard? Let's go dig it up.
Let's go dig it up when mom's not home.
So that's like when the free cow died. Remember free cow from our old episode? The boys, the cow died. That's the sad part of the story. And the boys were told to bury it. And they did. And about a year later, they were bored out in the yard. And they're like, let's dig up the cow. And they did. And they found cow bones and stuff. So
that's kind of cool.
Anyway, even after... even after that awkward situation, Chance came back about an hour later. He was watching his clock, man. He's like, it's only going to take an hour for whatever they do to happen. We all ate new hot dogs that mom graciously provided. Wow. Wow.
Man.
These kids today.
Roger. Your mom, she's a saint and you need to bless her abundantly.
And you're rich. Because you had more hot dogs.
You got more.
My mom bought one pack of hot dogs, and that was it, man.
That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Maybe they weren't new hot dogs. Maybe mom just washed them off. She just washed them off.
These are, you know how there's crunchy peanut butter? This is crunchy hot dogs. So
these are crunchy hot dogs.
Hope it makes it on the show. Yes. Roger from West Virginia. Absolutely. And thanks for the memes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interject my story in there and totally make this a longer story.
No, I think that's what makes it worthwhile. It's
I had a flashback.
Especially kids today, man. They got it so good. They don't even know. This is called Brave While Busted from McKenzie in Wyoming. I was 13 and in my bedroom doing my fractioning quadratics homework.
Factoring quadratics.
I don't even know if that's a thing, but she put it in quotes. So I don't know. Anyway, I was doing my homework when my 11-year-old sister walked in, and I never like it when that happens. So I yell at her to get out with everything in me. Ooh.
Passion. I can feel that. Out! I can feel that.
Get out!
Get out.
Get out.
You know.
Get out.
Okay, sister.
Why are your eyes red? We yelled back and forth. Me never even standing up from my desk. She comes closer into my room. Of course she does. Touching everything in her path. Oh, you don't want me in here? I'm going to touch this and this and this. You don't want me touching this? Oh, touch, touch, touch. You know, and the trick is, I don't know about your little sisters, but my little sister had a trick where she knew she didn't have power over, so she would do crap like that, wait for us to hit her, and then she would start bawling, and mom would come running. What did you guys do to Amy?
The baby.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, so she's touching everything. Finally, I'm so incredibly mad that I rise from my metal folding chair to escort her out of my beloved bedroom. That's a nice way of saying it.
Yes.
Grabbing her by her hair and pulling her out. I stand and turn and step towards her when my toe slammed into that chair. But as many know, in this situation, you can't show weakness. So
you can't
suddenly break down and start crying. Yeah. So I continued on my path, limping as little as possible and maintaining as much composure as possible. Finally, when my rat of a sister was gone, I love that. Rat sister would be a great title for this show.
Yeah,
I'm going to write that down.
rat sister.
I locked my door and called my mom, who was outside in the garden. And when I tell her about my obliterated toe, she says, take an Advil and you'll be fine.
Of course.
Yeah. However, as time went on, my toe blew up to the size of a kickball and wouldn't stop hurting. And upon further examination, my toe was found to be broken. In order to create more devastation for my sister entering my room and causing the whole thing to happen in the first place, I promptly blamed its brokenness on her. I said that she stepped on it, which worked, surprisingly, and still stands as the official story to this very day. Congratulations, Mackenzie from Wyoming, for getting retribution for all the firstborns out there.
Yes.
That got one over. You know, finally, we could never win. We could bruise, but we could never really win, you know?
Man. And okay, so little sister got the blame.
Right.
And they still believe it to this day.
To this day.
Until they all still hear this story together.
True. Hey, McKenzie's mom's like, come on, everybody, come on around. And then there's this serious intervention afterwards where the sister and her husband come in and sit down with their kids. And it's like, you know how many therapy sessions that you owe me for because you lied and I took the blame. Oh, it would be so great. Grandma's got brought in. She's on a ventilator, you know, and she's like finally knowing the truth and her heart stops for a little while and they have to resuscitate her and regenerate her. She's the freaking Doctor Who. So anyway,
Gotcha.
She's the doctor.
Second heart kicks in.
Yeah, yeah. This is called The Extension, and you'll find out why. It's from Ella. And it's she's from Vermont. And this is a drinking game. We don't want you drinking liquor, of course, but take a drink every time you hear the word extension. see how full you are at the end. Hi, James and John. I hope you enjoy my story. A few days ago, I went over to a friend's house after school. My friend, his sister, and me were on their trampoline, and my friend's sister had cut her hair very short, but sometimes she wanted long hair, so she would use her hair extensions. Okay. Yeah, John's taking a drink right now.
Yeah, my cup's empty, though.
So if you don't know it's what water. Hair extensions are, some folks don't. They are like white people weave, okay? they're things you can add into your hair to make your hair longer. And it's crazy to me that people this age are talking about having hair extensions. Because back in my day, when you cut your hair short, you lived with funky short hair until that junk grew back out.
Right.
And
that's true.
Mom would even take you to Olin Mills for pictures with your nasty, with your skanky haircut. Yeah. My sister is proof of that. She cut her hair right off, dude. And she looks like a dude in the next 2 years of photos.
She cut her own hair?
Yeah. Well, I say she looked like a boy in the first set. And then by the second year, who's that lady, Edna, that made the clothes for the... Incredibles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Edna.
Edna. She looked like that the second year, like Dora the Explorer, you know?
Oh, my goodness. My sister had that haircut.
I think she must have cut her hair short, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so I went out there and she cut it short. She had the extensions. Before going on the trampoline, she removed them and placed them by the trampoline. After we got off, she left her hair extension by the trampoline. A little while after, my friend's dog ran up to the trampoline and stole her hair extensions. He started to run around the yard with the hair extensions while me and my friend chased him around the yard. It didn't take too long to realize that chasing him was not going to work, and my friend's mom got a few treats from the house. Their dog let go of the hair extension and ran for the treat while I rushed to grab the extension before the dog came back for it. In the end, my friend's sister got her hair extension back, and now I have a funny story to share on the show. Hope it makes it. Ella from Vermont.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Wow. So I did a little research on hair extensions.
Yeah, because I didn't know you could take those out.
Yeah.
I thought they were kind of like glued to your head.
Right.
Or something.
There are removable hair extensions. They're called halos. Okay. They have a halo rubber band kind of thing. And the band goes around your forehead and then underneath the back of your hair. And there's clips that clip in or that gouge into your hairline. And the halo part is this little tiny wire that hides in the part and your bangs or whatever in the front. So if you look really close, you could see this clear little invisible line of fishing line, you know. But I also learned...
So that wouldn't work on me.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't.
You would have to get a literal halo, like a real one, in order for it to cover anything. But hair pieces are these extensions... run between 70 and or 63 and 70 bucks online.
Ooh.
So
I can see why they wanted that back.
Yeah. Yeah. Even after it'd been in the dog's mouth. Now, we have a rule on the show. Once something's been somewhere, it belongs to that thing. But for $80, you know, $70 to $83, you could kind of wash that junk out with some head and shoulders, you know, and wear it again. It just, I don't know, it might be chewed up a little bit, a little dog slobber.
Dog slobber. I mean,
it didn't pass through his face. Didn't pass through his digestive tract or anything
right,
like that.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. It's the main thing we're trying to protect you against.
It belongs to the dog's mouth.
Yeah.
But I'd still, you know, if it is a matter of having hair and not having hair, I would be okay with
that. Yeah, you got nothing to clip hair to is the problem.
No, except for my eyebrows.
I was about to say, you'd have to start with your eyebrows and work your way back. You would have the lowest forehead in the world.
Yeah. Oh. I could work with that.
That'd be pretty cute. That'd be really cute.
I'll work on it.
But no, kids with $80 hair pieces, what world do we live in, John? Like, I cut my hair, Mom. I mean, there was a conversation. I cut my hair short. I know you told me not to, and you paid $80 for me to have my hair cut short at the salon that you go to. But now I kind of want hair sometimes. Can we get on Amazon and spend another $80 on a halo?
Please, Mommy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just for a minute.
Somebody in chat said, doesn't John already have a halo? That is true. John is an angel. He is a.
Oh, he is the, that so?
He's the best man I know. Anyway.
Oh, stop it.
I know. I won't tell anybody that sometimes you say cuss words between the shows. I won't tell anybody. Lori from Texas writes, misdirected mess. He laughs really hard, too. It's like his favorite thing to whisper them through the microphone. Misdirected mess. I'm a longtime listener, currently on episode 321. You're almost there. I listen as my dog and I walk. I wanted to submit a story for a while, but I thought I should be caught up. I'm that kind of person who likes to listen in order.
I totally get it.
Yeah, I do too. But still not caught up, but I decided to go ahead and send a story. And I'm glad you did. You do not have to be caught up to submit a story.
Just so you know.
I am a 60-year-old, happily married female. So about 5 years ago, I worked as a dietitian at a cancer center. And there was one particular male doctor. I will call him Dr. Dude.
Oh, nice.
Dr. Dude.
I'm Dr. Dude. I think totally going to take care of you.
I think there was a pinball machine called Dr. Dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty darn sure. Anyway,
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, do that. And then interrupt me and tell me I was right or wrong. But we talked regularly via text. Text like, I sent you a referral, please check your email. This doctor was about 40 years old, married, and notably handsome. So, one day I was texting this physician regarding an upcoming meeting, and at the same time I was texting my son. About 12 hours passed, and I was reviewing my texts when all of a sudden I stood up at my cubicle and gasped. I could not breathe or speak for about 5 minutes. Everyone was asking if I was okay.
Oh, no.
Finally, I was able to speak and I let them know. I just asked Dr. Dude out. I had sent him a text, which was meant for my son. The text was, do you want to have dinner sometime?
Yes. Oh, that's so good.
The level of embarrassment was palatable. Knowing this text had been hanging out there for 12 whole hours. Finally, I texted Dr. Dude back and said, sorry, that text was meant for my son. He responded back. I figured it was something like that. He was praying.
But secretly, his heart was broken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That 40-year-old guy wanted that 60-year-old woman bad. I finally texted.
It's only 20 years.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the heart wants what it wants.
That's right.
A few days later, my cubicle coworkers and I were at a meeting when Dr. Dude walked in and they were saying, your boyfriend's here. Does elementary school ever really end?
No.
No, it doesn't.
It didn't for me. I still have an itch.
Are you going to talk about your dinner plans, etc.? So I avoided making eye contact with him throughout the entire meeting. And I put a note on his desk that said, "Do you like me? I like you. Yes or no?" No. It took several weeks before I could even look at him, and even longer to be able to speak with him. This story makes my face red, even as I write it. Love the clean comedy show. Thanks for all you do, Lori from Texas.
Oh, that's so good. And it reminds me of something that happened to me a few weeks ago.
What happened?
Before school got out, the receptionist texted me about the same time my wife did. And she said, "You have an Amazon package in the front." Not my wife, the receptionist, the school receptionist. And said, "You got an Amazon package up front."
Yeah.
And I was responding to my wife, and I said, "Thanks, babe." But it wasn't my wife. I quickly caught that. I was like, it was not the right name there.
Oh, man. I looked up online to see if there was a word for this yet, you know? Yeah. And the closest thing that anybody could agree to was a mistext.
A mistext.
Yeah. Like a mistake or a misspoken, a mistext. Not a... So I think that works. It doesn't quite wrap up the embarrassing part of it, though.
No, you need a word that encompasses that. Maybe we'll work on that.
Yeah.
We'll invent a word.
So was I right about Dr. Dude?
Yes. Bally Pinball Machine, 1990.
There you go.
Dr. Dude. That was impressive, my friend.
Thank you.
Impressive. And in fact, I can see just from looking at the pinball machine, why you would remember that.
It had a lot of stuff.
It did.
It had a lot of toys, as they call them. Yeah. Ramps, yeah. And things that moved and figures. And his voice was, "Oh, wait. It was like, "Yeah, dude, you know, Dr. Dude is in the house." Yeah, and
jackpot ready.
And do I remember right? Are there busty females?
There's one.
Okay.
A nurse, a busty nurse. In true 80s cartoon fashion,
right
on the front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, there's more.
I was about to say, I thought I remembered more.
It looks like a comic, you know, a comic strip.
Right, yeah, it's illustrated.
Which is what made me think of you, because you're the comic guy. But, right. Then there are, there's like some cheerleader on it, and then there's a nurse called the nurse.
Yeah.
And, the buttons, she's putting a lot of faith in the buttons.
Oh,
on her
I
outfit.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I just to just defend myself a little bit, I did not remember any of that until just this second. So that is not, in fact, John, why I remembered Dr. Dude. So
but there are a lot of toys on the pinball board,
yes,
or
there
whatever
are.
They call that.
That's what I remember the most. Okay. Announcements, theme show. Pesky Parents, stories about the folks who raised us. It is due the 22nd of June. So get your stories in. Hashtag Pesky. That is right around the corner. We're going to be doing this show live at NarthexCon 2024, June 29th in St. Louis, Missouri. Free event, live recording, free t-shirts, free food, free drinks, free stuff, free swag, gift bags, everything. We even ask you what you want to drink, and we go buy it, and we bring it. It's going to be awesome, but you have to register. Free for everything, but you have to register at narthex.com. The t-shirt deadline is Thursday, June 13th, if you want a t-shirt. And I'm going to say that the deadline for registering is the 22nd. So that is it. If you register after that, you are out of luck. So if we've only got room for 90, but if the form is up at narthexcon.com, then we still have room for you. So if you're thinking about it, we've got a couple that are coming for their 23rd anniversary. Isn't that amazing?
What?
Yeah.
It's that weekend is their anniversary.
Yeah. And they're celebrating it with us.
Wow. So. I am flattered, and I feel that that's a terrible waste of
You're the worst. You're the worst. I think it's wonderful. Anyway,
I think it's wonderful. I just like, now I feel like I got to perform.
Yeah. Well,
this is going to be the best 23rd anniversary ever.
It really honestly is. We've got some great folks coming, and I'm very excited about it. Speaking of things I'm excited about, me and Jen, my wife, have been podcasting again. Every single week, we record a show called We're Both Right, where we bring up a topic and we kind of playfully but passionately argue about it. So this past week, we did, for instance, bucket lists. And we listed out the things we wanted to do on our bucket list. Now, my wife hates the phrase bucket list, so we had a nice big argument about that. And so we decided, for me, it was a bucket list. For her, it was a list of things she wanted to do in her lifetime. See,
okay.
So it always comes out friendly, but we're both firstborns. We're both type A, and we're both Gen Xers. And you combine all of that, and we don't agree on anything except for core values. Everything else is up for, you know, everything's out for debate. So we battled back and forth. And so it's a perfect name for our show. And I hope you will check it out. I've had people say, I'm trying to get caught up on that story show. Forget that story show. Go listen to We're Both Right and check it out. And remember, hats are still available at Etsy.com/NLcast. If you haven't gotten yours yet, they are running out. They're always running out. Still, I have a little bit more, just a little bit more. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Get that Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast called Stuff We Couldn't Fit on the Show, where we read stuff that couldn't fit on the show. Try it out free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Thanks to Lori64, who became a $10 supporting listener. And thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tyan. We appreciate you guys so much. And it is time for us to get out of here. We'll see you guys shortly.
Do you have a story that you'd like featured in a future episode? Submit your story today at thatstoryshow.com. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, this belongs in That Story Show.
Yeah, thanks. Don't forget about that. So great. Love her voice.
Yeah, okay. I bet you she doesn't have a rat sister.
No, she doesn't. All right, I'm going to try to break this down.
Here we go.
Well, I'm 60 years old. I've got a crush on my boss. I don't want to brag, but I think it's a loss. Because I sent him a text asking if he wanted to go out. But he didn't respond after 12 hours. That's why I think that I'm alone and I'm stuck with my husband. I think we need to go out to the country and see the sights and forget about Dr. Dude. Because he left me hanging, that was rude. I want to get married again. I want a divorce. I want to ride Dr. Dude with a horse and see everything out there that I can see. I want to live again. I want to be free from him. Oh, Dr. Dude, can you be mine? I'm 60 years old, but my teeth are all fine. I will kiss you and love you and hug you like a deer. And we will go out and we will drink a bunch of beer.
What the heck?
What happened?
I don't know. Did they go into that 1974 Cleveland Indians game?
Yeah, maybe that. 10-cent beer. That's it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.